Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all you people out there that may have picked up a copy of my latest bestseller. It's called The God Equation: The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And because of you, the listeners out there, the book sailed on to several bestseller lists. The New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list in England and in the United States, and also the independent bookstore's bestseller list. So I'd like to say thank you for picking up a copy of my latest book. Also, I think it speaks to the fact that, well, there's a hunger out there. People want to know, I think, what does it all mean? I mean, when you see the night sky, when you see the sky at night, you see this blaze of stars in the heavens, and then you say to yourself, what does it all mean? Where did it all come from? Where do I fit into this larger scheme of things? And these are some of the questions that I address in my book, The God Equation: The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And by the way, if you want to ask a question and get on Science Fantastic, here's the number to call. 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Let's say you're at the dinner table, and your kids ask you a question from school, and the kids leave you stumped. You're clueless. You don't know what to tell them. Well, what you could do is, why don't you ask Professor Kaku on radio? Have them call that number, 612-564-8135, and when you hear the beep, that's when you can ask that question that's always been bothering you, something that's always stumped you for all these years, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist or a scientist. Well, here's your chance. Here's your chance to get to the phones. Call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. Let's say you're walking down the street, and you just look up to the heavens, and you look around you, and you see the mountains, you see the sky, you see the wind, and then you say to yourself, where do I fit into all this? What am I doing here? What does it all mean? Is the universe random? Is the universe chaotic? Is the universe meaningless? Or is there a design? Is there some kind of paradigm that can explain all of this? Well, these are some of the questions that I address in my book, The God Equation: The Quest for a Theory of Everything. So I get a lot of emails as a consequence. So I'd like to take some of these questions that I get and answer them on air. And once again, if you want to know more about the book, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And it lists the various places that I've been, and you can see some of the interviews that I've done. For example, I was on the CBS Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert. I've been on PBS television, and I've been on quite a few blogs around the country. So find out what all this excitement is about. Okay, so what I'd like to do in this hour is just take a crack at some of the questions that come pouring into me. And again, if you want to find out more about the book, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, one question that I get is, how did you as a kid first get interested in something as abstract as physics and the search for a theory of everything? Well, as I mentioned before, it all started when I was 8 years old. When I was 8 years old, all the newspapers were saying that a great scientist had just died. And I still remember this. I'll never forget this. In the front page of the newspaper, all they published was a picture of his desk. That's it, just a picture of his desk with all the scattered papers, and there was a book on the desk that was open. And the caption said, "The greatest scientist of our time could not finish that book." Well, I was shocked. I was surprised. I said to myself, why couldn't he finish that book? I mean, what's so hard? What's so hard? Don't you ask your mother? Don't you simply ask your teacher? Don't you simply look it up in the library? Well, I began to realize that there's some things you cannot look up in the library. So I did go to the library, and I looked up this man. This man's name was Albert Einstein. And that book was The God Equation, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, unfortunately, he couldn't finish it. He spent 30 years of his life chasing after a unifying principle, a theme, some kind of theory that would summarize the entire universe, and he failed. Think of E equals mc squared. You know, m is the mass of, let's say, hydrogen in a star. E is the energy of sunlight that you get from the sun. And so here's a very simple equation that unifies energy with matter. And it unleashed the secret of the stars. Why does the sun shine? What lights up the universe at night? Is E equals mc squared. Well, Einstein wasn't satisfied. He wanted an even greater equation. An equation that would unify not just M, matter, and E, energy, but everything. Well, sorry about that. He failed. But today, we think we have the theory. It's not in its final form. So in my book, The God Equation, I trace the history of how it all happened. And I get another email, and this person says, what about the past? What about past attempts to create a theory of everything? Why did they fail? Well, let's talk about the past. 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were the first ones who seriously pondered the question, what does it all mean? Where does it all come from? And two theories emerged from ancient Greece. The first theory came from Democritus, and he talked about atoms. A means cannot, cut means, atom means cut. So that which cannot be cut, the atom, was born. And he even gave some experimental reasons for that. If I have a gold ring, over time, the gold ring begins to decay and wear down. Over years, it takes for a gold ring to wear down. We've all seen that happen. But that means that every day, every second, tiny, tiny pieces of that ring came off. So these are atoms. Atoms that are so small they cannot be seen. But the effect of them is obvious. The effect of them is obvious when you look at the wearing down of a ring. But there was another theory, an opposing theory in ancient Greece, from Pythagoras, the man who wrote down the famous Pythagorean theorem of right triangles. He was going by a music shop once, and he saw a lyre string. If you pluck the lyre string, the longer the note, the lower the sound. And then he went by a blacksmith shop, and he noticed swords being created. And the longer the sword, the lower the note that you would get when you pounded it with a hammer. And then he said, aha, aha, music. The mathematics of music is rich enough to explain the universe. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'm going to continue to answer your questions that I get on email. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and your name, and bingo. Maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
feel America is facing more dangers than ever. You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to deviate a little bit from what we usually talk about. Usually we bring on prominent scientists to talk about the latest advances in science, or we summarize questions coming in. And this time, we're going to answer all the emails that I get, because my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, has hit several bestseller lists around the world. And so I'd like to address some of the questions that I get. One question I get is, what about alternate theories? After all, it's been 2,000 years since the Greeks asked these questions. What are some theories of the theory of everything? Well, the greatest minds of history have tried to come up with a theory of everything. Aristotle, for example, looked around him and he saw, well, there's fire, there's air, there's water, and he said four fundamental ingredients make up this great universe of ours. Well, that theory never got anywhere, because the universe has more than four, and how do you get all the rich diversity of things we see around us? Democritus thought it was atoms, but he could not explain why there were so many different kinds of atoms and different kinds of forms. But then there was Pythagoras, and he said, the mathematics of music. It's well defined, based on resonances, the music of the spheres. That's what Pythagoras thought made up the richness, the diversity of the universe, order from vibrating strings. Well, unfortunately, that theory never went anywhere. The Roman Empire fell apart for 1,000 years, and there was just darkness. There was superstition, magic, sorcery, not science. But now we actually have some candidates for a theory of everything. One candidate has survived all the challenges that have been lodged against it. And that is string theory. And that's what I do for a living. That's what the state of New York pays me to do research on, string theory. So what is string theory? Well, you know, after World War II, we began to try to split apart the proton. We want to know what's inside the proton, what makes it tick. And we thought it would be simple, a simple matter just to figure out what's inside a proton. Well, we smashed it apart with our particle accelerators, and much to our shock, our tremendous shock, we found hundreds of different kinds of subatomic particles pouring out of the guts of a proton. And we thought to ourselves, how can nature be so cruel as to, at the fundamental level of reality, give us this zoo, this horrendous zoo of subatomic particles? All of a sudden we had neutrinos, all of a sudden we had cosmic rays and muons and pions and Yang-Mills particles and gauge particles. It goes on and on, and hundreds of subatomic particles splitting apart the proton. J. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the atomic bomb, was so frustrated that he said that, quote, the Nobel Prize in Physics should go to the physicist who does not discover a new particle this year. That's how bad it was in the 1950s and 60s. And then in the 1970s and 80s, we began to put some of these particles into order. And we came up with something called the Standard Model. Now, the Standard Model, I'll be very blunt, is one of the ugliest theories known to science. But hey, it works. It does describe the low energy behavior of these hundreds of subatomic particles. And so it was called the triumph, the theory of almost everything. It made no mention of matter. It had 36 quarks and antiquarks. It had three generations of identical redundant particles. It had 20 free parameters that you can fiddle any way you want. It was a mess. But look, you cannot argue with success. It worked in the low energy realm. But we knew, in the back of our mind, we physicists knew this can't be the final story. Because you see, the other great theory was relativity. Einstein's theory of black holes and big bangs. And these two great theories summarize the universe. So let me explain. People ask me, how do we make sense of this great universe of ours? Well, take a look at biology. Biology ultimately can be reduced down to chemistry. The chemistry of proteins and enzymes and cells. And chemistry in turn can be broken up into physics. The physics of atoms and subatomic particles. But then physics in turn can be broken down to two smaller theories, relativity giving you the theory of the very big, and the quantum theory giving you the theory of the very small. The quantum theory, for example, gives us lasers, gives us the internet, transistors, computers, while relativity gives us black holes and big bangs. Well, here's the rub. The rub is these two theories hate each other. They're based on different principles, different mathematics, different everything. They are diametrically opposite to each other. So why should God at a fundamental level, the level of physics, create two diametrically opposed theories, and one of which is based on smooth surfaces, that's Einstein's theory, and the other one based on particles? How can nature be so cruel as to give us this great mystery of these two great theories that are diametrically opposed? Now, Einstein addressed this dichotomy. Einstein said that gravity is like marble. Smooth, beautiful, pure, elegant, marble, flowing marble. And he said that represents gravity. Gravity, the curvature of space and time, like smooth marble. But wood, ha! He said, wood, that's gnarled. It has branches. It's ugly. Matter, he said, huh. Well, His goal, Einstein's goal, was to create a theory of pure marble, that the tree of matter would eventually become marble itself. He wanted a geometrical theory of particles. Well, it failed. And why did it fail? Because, you know, he didn't understand the nuclear force. You can't blame him, because look, in 1925, when he first began to work on the unified field theory, what was there in 1925? I mean, give him a break. There was gravity, which keeps you on the floor. There was electricity and magnetism, which lights up our cities. But the nuclear force? That was a no-no. That was a big question mark. Einstein, of course, helped to unleash the nuclear force with the atomic bomb. But to understand the dynamics of it, people thought, that's too much. Too much. And so Einstein pretty much gave up. He gave up trying to find a theory of marble, that everything could be reduced to geometry, the geometry of smooth surfaces. Well, now we have something called string theory coming along, reviving Pythagoras' dream of a theory of music. Why do we have so many subatomic particles? It's because they're nothing but musical notes. If I had a super microscope and could peer into an electron, it would be not a dot, which is what most textbooks say. It would be a rubber band. And if it vibrates in one way, we call it an electron. But the rubber band can vibrate in many ways. If it vibrates in a different way, we give it a different name. We call it a neutrino. If it vibrates in another way, we have to give it yet another name. We call it a quark. Well, how many vibrations are there of a string? Infinite. There are infinite number of ways you can vibrate a string. So how many subatomic particles are there? Infinite. But all of them are vibrations of the same object, a string. So in other words, this is the realization of the Pythagorean dream of 2,000 years ago in the language of modern physics. String theory gives you a theory of everything. And what is one of these musical notes? One of these musical notes is gravity. So if Einstein had never been born, get this, if Einstein had never been born, we would have discovered relativity anyway as one of the lowest vibrations of a string. Now I find this amazing. When you're in graduate school, you learn Einstein's theory of general relativity, based on hyperspace, based on curvatures. It's a mess, but ultimately it's gorgeous because it's based on a symmetry. The symmetry of, well, marble. But the problem is, it does not include particles like electrons. But string theory does both. String theory considers music of gravity and the music of subatomic particles in the same light. And it unifies relativity with the quantum theory. So let's take a short commercial break, and I'll continue to answer your questions about my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And if you want to get on air yourself and ask a question, give us a call, 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and First Lady Jill talked with several special families on this holiday weekend.
And what do you want, Dawson? What'd you ask for sent from Santa?
A drum set?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Earlier, they visited kids at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day mass. Many churches across the country canceled in-person services because of the Omicron variant. other churches had outdoor services, or are planning a hybrid online in-person worship with restrictions for those who attend in person. This is USA Radio News. The highly transmissible Omicron variant is spooking people from meeting up with friends and family this holiday. Here's some advice on how to handle it.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, I'd like to say thank you for all of you who've picked up a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And I'd like to answer some of the mountains of emails that I've been getting concerning the book. So let me just simply take a few of these questions and let's see where it goes. One person says here that, well, claims are easy to make. I mean, after all, you can say anything you want on radio, but the acid test is the laboratory. What are some of the tests that we can make of this theory? Because Carl Sagan said that remarkable claims require remarkable proof. Well, that's right. Remarkable claims like a theory of everything requires a lot of proof. And the first glimmer of a proof came in just 3 weeks ago. That's right. Outside Chicago, we have a national laboratory, Fermilab. Fermilab has a particle accelerator, but it also does experiments on the Standard Model. The Standard Model being the model of subatomic particles. Now, the Standard Model, as I mentioned, is pretty damn ugly. It's like, I think, like taking an aardvark, a platypus, and a whale, scotch taping it together and declaring that to be nature's finest evolutionary achievement, the end product of millions of years of evolution on the earth. Well, how can God be so cruel as to create this messy, ugly theory, which works, which does explain what happens when you smash protons apart up to the energy of 14 trillion electron volts? Hey, you can't argue with success. But you see, this theory is a theory of the low energy. It also excludes gravity. What about the high energy? Energy is beyond 14 trillion electron volts. And that's where the news comes out of Chicago. The muon is part of cosmic rays. Muons go through your body all the time. A muon looks like an electron from a distance, except it's heavier, about 2 times heavier than an electron. But the standard model predicts they should be identical in their magnetic properties. Well, that has never been tested accurately. So, 2 tests were conducted. Not one, but 2 tests. Each time, the magnetic moment of the muon differed from the prediction. Hey, this is big news, because we used to think there were just 4 fundamental forces, gravity, electricity, magnetism, and the 2 nuclear forces. That's it, period, end of story, 4 fundamental forces. Now there could be a fifth fundamental force of nature. What is it? We don't know. This result has to be verified, of course, but one possibility is nothing but the next vibration, the next higher mode of the string. You see, we live in the lowest mode of the string, the lowest octave, but there are higher octaves. How many octaves are there? An infinite number of octaves, depending upon the energy. So, maybe we've picked up the first glimmer of string theory in this experiment coming out of Chicago. Time will tell. Another proof, or another source of proof for string theory, could be something called dark matter. Now, when you go to high school textbooks uniformly say that the universe is mainly made of atoms. Well, that's wrong. We now realize that most of the universe is not made out of atoms. In fact, only 4% of the universe is made out of hydrogen and helium. And what about us? We're made out of oxygen, carbon, nitrogen. We occupy 0.04% of the universe. We're almost nothing compared to the rest of the universe. Well, what is dark matter? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to ask that question and get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask that science question that's always been puzzling you, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can ask your question on national radio. And as I mentioned before, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all those people that picked up a copy of my latest bestseller. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. That's right, a theory of everything. And thank you so much, because the book went on to the New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list in England and the United States, and also the independent bookstores bestseller list. So thank you. And let me now summarize some of the questions that I've been getting by email. I've been getting a ton of questions. One question that stands out is, how do you test this theory? Remarkable claims require remarkable proof, said Carl Sagan. And as I mentioned, just 3 weeks ago, outside Chicago, the Fermilab found the first major crack in the standard model, meaning that at higher energies, there could be a fifth force beyond the nuclear force, beyond electricity and magnetism and gravity. That's one way to test a theory. Another way to test a theory is dark matter. Right now, you are moving through a wind of dark matter particles. These dark matter particles are invisible. You can't see them. They're very difficult to detect, but we know they're there. It holds the galaxy together. If it wasn't for dark matter, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. We'd be flung into outer space. But we live in a home called the Milky Way Galaxy, held together by dark matter. We think that dark matter could be a higher vibration of the string. So the Chicago result and dark matter result both might be explained by a higher vibration of the string. But there are other ways of proving it. NASA and the European Space Agency want to send LISA into orbit around the Sun. LISA is a laser interferometry space antenna. It picks up gravity waves from the instant of creation. In other words, in the future, we're going to get baby pictures. Baby pictures from the baby universe as it emerges from the womb. This is amazing. This device is 3 million miles across, held together by laser beams, detecting the slightest vibration from black holes and the Big Bang, and it'll give us baby pictures of the infinite universe emerging from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, it'll give us indications of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our infant universe to a parent universe. So that's the next way we can prove this theory. Yet another way is by brute force. The Japanese, the Chinese, and the Europeans want to build the next generation of atom smashers. And this generation is so powerful, it may be able to test string theory by creating what is called supersymmetry, the symmetry of the string itself. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. And yet another way to test the theory is to look for higher dimensions. Now, we live in a three-dimensional world. We can go forward, backward, left, right, up, down. Anyone who talks about a higher dimension is considered nuts. But string theory predicts there could be higher dimensions that we cannot experience or feel. And this means that Newton's laws of gravity should be slightly violated. In high school, you learned the inverse square law, that if I double the distance from a star, its gravity goes down by 4, because 2 times 2 is 4. However, that's because space is three-dimensional. If space were four-dimensional, then gravity would go down as the inverse cube. In other words, gravity is sensitive to the dimensionality of space-time. And so that is yet another way to test this theory in your living room. Devise an experiment which can test for the deviation of Newton's laws of gravity. Well, here's another question I get. You know, he says, in the movies, they have wormholes and they use buzzwords like Einstein and stuff. But what about wormholes? Is it possible to build a time machine with them or go faster than light? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about the movies and whether or not Einstein's theory, a replacement for Einstein's theory, can give us time machines and take us to the stars. That's after the break. And give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to ask that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. Give us a call.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again on Science Fantastic, in this session we're answering some of the emails that I get because my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, hit the New York Times and Amazon bestseller list. And I've been getting lots of emails about people who want to know more, that even things beyond what I cover in my book. One question that I get is about time travel and about parallel universes. All the stuff you see in science fiction movies, they always refer to Einstein, but is it really true? Well, yes and no. In 1935, Einstein proposed taking two black holes, joining them together at the hip to create a wormhole, a tunnel through space. A tunnel through space and time. So connecting a black hole would be a white hole. Matter falls into the black hole and then is spewed out the other end as a white hole. And why not use that as a gateway to other universes, a gateway perhaps to the past in terms of a time machine? Why not use that to rocket across the galaxy faster than the speed of light? Well, most textbooks say that relativity says you cannot go faster than the speed of light. That's not quite true. Special relativity of 1905 says you cannot go faster than light. But general relativity of 1915 says that, well, you can if you have enough energy to open up a gateway, a wormhole through space and time. Stephen Hawking actually looked at this very carefully and said that in conclusion, yes, it may be possible. You would have to have fantastic amounts of energy to open a hole in space, and then you would have to have negative energy to stabilize it so it doesn't crunch and cut you in half when you go through, or it doesn't explode in the process. But he said, yeah, it seems to be a possibility. Now, time travel, he was a little bit more skeptical about, but Einstein's equations do allow for time machines. So how does that work? If you have a wormhole that takes you to the past, then the possibility is it could explode. You would need a quantum theory of gravity in order to calculate whether it would explode or not. And again, this is where string theory comes in. How stable are these wormholes? When you watch Star Trek, they have wormholes on Star Trek, but some of them are unstable and they don't last forever. That's where you need a theory of everything. A theory of everything would calculate corrections to the time machine, corrections to the wormhole machine, to see whether or not they're stable so they don't blow up when you enter it. So Stephen Hawking's conclusion was, a wormhole to a distant point in the galaxy is possible. A wormhole to the past, he had doubts about. But you see, there's another way to get around it. You see, the time is like a river. Einstein thought that time was a river that could speed up and slow down as it meandered its way across the universe. We measure that. That's a valid picture. But string theory says there could be wormholes. In other words, whirlpools. Whirlpools in the river of time, and maybe the river of time can fork into two rivers. That means that you cannot change your own past. Your past is fixed. But it means that if you can jump stream, if you can jump to another fork in the road, then you can alter that road's history. And so maybe you can save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated at the Ford Theater by jumping stream, by going across the fork in the road and then saving Abraham Lincoln. Well, how do we tell if it's possible or not? First, you need fantastic amounts of energy, and then you have to calculate the stability of the time machine so it doesn't blow up. That requires a theory of everything. The theory of everything, string theory, does allow for time travel. But how stable are they? That's where you need mathematics to probe the limits of the theory. So we're not quite there yet. We have to then probe the stability of these objects to whether or not quantum corrections will seal the time machine, making it possible or not. Well, here's another question that I get. There have been books recently about how the universe is going to die. Very depressing. But these books say that the universe is going to get very cold, billions of years in the future, and we're all going to die. And that's the law of physics. Is that true? Well, yes and no. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything will eventually die. Things rust, things fall apart, things decay. Sorry about that. That's the second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole. The loophole is, in a closed system, everything must eventually die. What happens in an open system? Well, in an open system, you can live forever. So our universe seems to be dying. It's getting colder and colder. Billions and billions of years in the future, it'll be so cold that intelligent life cannot survive. But there's a loophole. Remember I said in a closed system. In a closed system, everything must die. But what happens if the universe is open because of wormholes? Open because of gateways, pathways to other universes. So I think that trillions of years from now, when we're very advanced and we have fantastic amounts of energy, we'll open up a gateway because our universe is old, getting cold, becoming very inhospitable for life, and jump on a dimensional, interdimensional lifeboat. Sail to another universe, which is warmer. And then we can start all over again and mess up that universe as well. Isn't that great? We'll have two universes to mess up. Our current universe, which is dying, and a younger, more vibrant universe, which is just opening up. We can mess up that universe as well. Okay, well, once again, this is Professor Michio Kaku, and the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And if you have any questions about that book, give us an email. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is my website. On Facebook, by the way, we have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. Find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, now an international bestseller. Good day.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.